So, bevor wir mit der heutigen Folge beginnen, noch ein kleiner Disclaimer. Diese Folge ist nur im Audioformat, da wir beim Dreh Schwierigkeiten hatten mit der Kamera und uns zum Teil Rohmaterial fehlt. So müsstet ihr den Outfit-Reveal leider auf unserem Instagram-Account auschecken. Der ist natürlich in der Videobeschreibung verlinkt. Und somit wünsche ich euch viel Spaß beim Anschauen, besser gesagt beim Zuhören der Folge. Und bis nächste Woche wieder. Herzlich willkommen zurück zum Podcast Under the Refluence. Auch heute haben wir wieder einen sehr spannenden Gast dabei. Und diese Folge wird auf Englisch sein, da sie erst seit kurzem in der Schweiz ist. Und vielleicht die, die sich für einen eher Look wie mich interessieren, kennen sie vielleicht bereits. Hallo Anastasia.
Hi, Sylvan.
So, yeah, to get you to know better, we will do the 15 seconds that you have time to introduce yourself.
Okay.
And after those 15 seconds, I will stop you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So then 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, I'm Anastasia. I come from Ukraine, but I've been living 2 years in Switzerland. I'm an Ukrainian and English teacher, but my biggest hobby is modeling. I collaborate with brands. I am a part of Refluenced.
And stop.
Good.
Yeah, I think we now know you a little bit better.
Okay.
We also know a bit about the teams that we will talk in this podcast, but before we start, my boss wanted to ask every guest spicy questions.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
It's not that bad. So would you rather live without Instagram or TikTok?
Okay, so would I rather live without Instagram or TikTok? I'm now living without TikTok. You won't probably believe me, yeah, but I kind of find it a little bit hard to grow on TikTok because, you know, it always asks you to do different trends, and I'm not really into that. I have my own unique style, and I feel that if I do some trends, I will kind of lose myself, you know. So for me, it's not really what I want. So I'd prefer, you know, quality over quantity. So on Instagram, I have my small but really, you know, devoted audience. Yeah. And yeah, I'd rather live without TikTok, definitely.
Yeah, the question is easy then.
Oh my God, it wasn't that scary. Okay.
There would be scarier, but I choose a simple one. Yeah, so now we go to the first part of the podcast. We will talk about you as a teacher, like you mentioned before. And you are English and Ukrainian teacher here in Zurich, right?
Yeah, true.
And at which school do you teach?
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people actually think I teach in a public school, yeah, but it's been always my dream to work in a private school and work with adults because it's not easy for me to interact with kids, unfortunately. Yeah, so I have my own kid, that's enough for me. So I work with adults. I worked with adults when I was in Ukraine, and now I continue doing that. I found a job in Sprachschule Aktiv. Yeah, and I have some, it's not a big workload, but still it's some classes, some groups. I have actually started teaching Ukrainian only here. So it's a new experience for me. And I'm hugely enjoying it because, you know, it's such an honor to teach my language, my mother tongue, to Swiss people who are genuinely interested in it. Yeah. And also I teach some English, of course. Yeah. Which is my qualification. Yeah. I teach English to teenagers and to adults. Yeah.
And how many lessons do you have in the week?
Right now it's a few classes, just like on Saturdays I come to Zurich and teach, but I'd like to increase my workload. Yeah, definitely with time, yeah.
But many thanks in advance that you have the time to come here, even though you have today classes. But
yeah. I came here right after classes, so excuse me if I am a little bit lost.
Yeah, it's all right.
It was a working morning, yeah.
So you teach adults.
Yes,
do you
yes.
do they know you, that you are influencer, or so, how is it?
Yeah, I understand your question. Thank you. So back at home, like in Ukraine, we would always exchange each other's Instagram. You know, we knew all the, I mean, I knew all the students' social media, they knew mine, we were following each other, commenting on each other's posts. I mean, on the one hand, it's really cool, yeah, because you become friends with your students. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, this, you know, getting too much familiarity with students kind of stops you from being a perfect teacher, because you kind of you know a lot about them and you sympathize with them, and it's a little bit of a problem when you really teach, you know. Mm-hmm. As people say, you cannot teach a friend, you cannot teach a family member. The same here, yeah. So here I have more like borders with students. We don't exchange social media, we just exchange the WhatsApp numbers. So it's like purely, you know, formal relations. But still, I like to ask them about their life, yes. So getting a little bit more friendly with them, like that. But I have never had that, like, a student recognized me. No, not yet. Maybe in the future when I get more popular.
Maybe, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, I think in Switzerland it's really formal, the whole school system.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, in Switzerland I think a lot of us enjoy the anonymity,
yes.
That's okay. A difficult word. anonymity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also noticed that, like, young people are not really on social media. So maybe I'm mistaken, but like my peers, people of my age back in Ukraine, like we are always online somehow. But what I have seen from whom I teach, yeah, they are more like meeting their friends outside. They are more like that. So they would rather meet than text, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm mistaken or not?
Maybe not.
Uh-huh.
But I think, yeah, a lot of Swiss people are on the social media, but mostly not producers, but consumer.
Yeah.
So many consume the content,
yes.
Not so much creative.
Creating, exactly. Yes. Yeah, they kind of observe, yes, they watch you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I very often wanted to connect to young people of my age, and they say, no Facebook, no Insta. I mean, why don't you post your life? They said, we don't need it. So it's all also was so interesting for me in terms of different mentalities, you know. For me, for us Ukrainians, it's so important to a little bit tell about yourself, yes, announce, like, here I am. And I really like that, like, Swiss people, they are modest. They don't need to actually tell anyone about their life, where mm-hmm. they were, where they have traveled, you know. So it was really interesting to observe this difference.
Yeah, in Switzerland, we always have our friends group mostly, yeah. And we stay in those friends groups.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we tell our stories. And so mm-hmm. in this friends group, so we don't have to really post it online.
Yeah,
and so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also the current situation that kind of influences this trend. I mean, we need to know where each of us is, you know, around the world, because we are not together anymore. So we are like scattered around the world. So it's important for me to know what my friends back in Ukraine are doing. Are they safe or not? So it's probably also because of that, you know, the situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but to get back to the whole
school
thing,
yeah.
Did you have any funny interactions? It's so here in Switzerland, you told me mm-hmm. Not so much probably because
mm-hmm.
no student recognized you, but maybe back in Ukraine or so.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, here I haven't been teaching much, but like literally last Saturday, one of the students, we arranged a class and he just called me like 2 hours before the class and said, oh, I'm in France. I forgot to tell you. So, and like everything was planned, you know, the room was booked. Yeah, everyone knew about that. My management knew. I was like, what? Why are you in France? Why didn't you tell me? Yeah, back at home, you know, every lesson was fun. There mm-hmm. always have been something. There was always something cool and funny and new. And for example, I don't know, when I stopped teaching kids, actually, is when one of my small students, he, instead of doing some task, yeah, it was like third graders, I guess, he started sucking the ink out of the pen. You understand? Yeah, like, yeah, he took a pen, yeah, he kind of opened it and started sucking ink, and he was all dirty. Yeah, so he was like drinking the ink from the pen. Like
that can't be healthy.
That wasn't healthy at all. So instead of having a class with the third graders, I cleaned his face, yeah? And the class was total chaos. So I told my management, sorry, no kids anymore, please. Okay, what else was interesting? Like I had a new group and one of the students hid my bag. So I kind of started looking for my bag and he hid it somewhere under the table. I mean, guy, it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what I can remember is like this chaos with the third graders, yeah, and like when someone hid my bag. But just overall, every class was fun, really. Just I love working with adults. They are so, I don't know, I can discuss anything with them, yeah, you know, all topics. Yeah, with kids it's more like playing and game and you are so exhausted.
They're more mature adults.
Adults are more, absolutely.
Mostly.
Yeah. Mostly. There are teachers who prefer working with kids, yeah, but I'm on the other side. Yeah.
I personally would also be on the other side to teach adults. Yep. I'm not that good with kids, so yeah.
Yeah, this is really, it requires some special skills, you know, absolutely.
So, we already talked a lot.
Yeah.
I would say we'll make a short break.
Okay.
I prepared something.
Wow.
And you are very stylish.
Thank you so much.
I made a selection, like, of clothes.
Really?
And you can decide which outfit I will wear on the next podcast.
Oh, that's so amazing.
You have to, I have two pullovers and the fit that I have today on.
Yeah.
And you can combine those and make outfit.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
So I will get the clothes
of course.
You can decide.
Oh my God, of course. With pleasure. But yeah, this one is really nice. It's always hard for me to choose, so I just...
So, but now I have an outfit for the next episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I it's perfect.
It's sometimes really important to look at the appearance because, a lot depends on your hair color and eye color, absolutely,
But was it fun for you?
It was fun for me. I loved it. Yeah. I kind of feel a little bit lack, you know, some special probably course in styling. Mm-hmm. So it's all comes from just some maybe TV series and what I see on Instagram, some other vintage bloggers, but I really lack some, you know, terms and history of style. So I would really love to go deeper into the details, maybe take some online course when I have more free time and maybe even do some, you know, designer course in the future, because a lot of people told me you need to try yourself in being a designer or stylist. Yeah,
it would suit you.
Really, thank you so much.
Yeah, back here, I would like to talk about your Instagram account and you post really stylish posts.
Thank you so much.
There is the question. Do you always wear clothes like that?
Unfortunately not. So, I mean, unfortunately, as a mom, so I have been on maternity leave for more than 4 years now. Like in Ukraine, maternity leave lasts for 3 years. And then with all this moving here, it extended. Yeah, it got even longer. So, of course, to the playground, I can't wear vintage, right?
But it would be funny.
Fun, right? You know, with all the hats and everything. I like to incorporate some elements of this style in my everyday life. And I think I'm slowly gravitating and moving towards wearing it in real life. Yeah, but still when I'm with a kid, I can't do that. When I am shopping also, it's not so convenient. And plus, I live in a small village where, you know, if I even wear something vintage, I would do that for myself mostly. Mm. Yeah. So, whenever I go to Zurich or to teach, yes, I try to wear something specific. Yeah. But at the same time, very comfy, you know, it should be. Yeah. Because I've tried walking on high heels yesterday in Zurich. It was totally, my heels were totally broken, like totally. So I decided maybe, I'd stick to something more comfy next time.
Yeah, with the different stones and everything, it's...
Yeah.
I can guess it's a pain.
Yes, it was death for my shoes. Yeah, they were new, but I also try not to stick too much to clothes, you know, not to fall in love with them. So, okay, this is just clothes. I love clothes, but sometimes they they got ruined, yes, and I just, okay, it's just closed. The main thing is that I'm healthy and alive. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you are so in love with clothes, mm-hmm. where do you get them?
Okay, so as a student, it was many years ago. Of course, all students are usually short of money, yes? Mm-hmm. And I found a perfect option for me, which was second hands. In Ukraine, second hands are super cheap, yes? Mm-hmm. So like really like nothing, next to nothing it costs. Yeah, and I kind of started wearing second hand, yeah? But then with time, I kind of got my eyes so trained to see good things. So even when I had a possibility to afford something, I mean something new, I still was there with second hands, because I also realized its sustainability. Mm-hmm. It's very important for me, you know, that I'm kind of helping to save the planet a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. And also this, like, I trained my eyes to that extent that it kind of give me 5 minutes and I will go out of second hands with a lot of bags like that. So, yeah.
And what are you looking for especially?
So, right now here in Switzerland, I'm looking for Swiss vintage clothes.
So in Switzerland produced?
Yes, Switzerland produced. It's very important for me to find something local, and mm-hmm. I managed to find a lot of such clothes, and I even modeled here in them. Mm-hmm. And it was such an honor and pleasure for me to wear clothes that were made here in this country, you know, yeah. and to model in these clothes, in these locations where probably those people also walked who were wearing them before. So it was like something extraordinary for me. So for me, the main thing is like touching the past, yeah? Mm-hmm. And also like reviving these clothes, bringing second life to them, you know?
Yeah.
So cool for me, yeah.
And did you have the chance to refluence to wear or get sponsored for clothes or...
So I actually, apart from buying vintage, yeah, I also, sorry, apart from, yeah, looking and buying vintage, I also collaborate with some local brands. Mm-hmm. So they kind of got to know me on Instagram and suggested collaborations. It's like usually barter conditions. So you get some clothes. Yeah, I give them content. So some local brands also, I kind of tried to merge refluenced and collaboration with brands. I was wearing some elegant clothes from a local boutique. Yeah, and I was doing a refluenced campaign for Keggy. For Keggy chocolate. It was so cool. We went to the carousel in Zurich. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a little bit, you know, comical because like a grown-up lady, yeah, eating chocolate on a horse. It was like, okay, people were looking, but I'm used to that. But in the end, it turned out so cool. Yeah, you know, so bubbling and full of life and bright. And Keggy also loved it. So, yeah.
Everything. That's huge.
Yes, everything worked. Yeah.
But are you... Can you recommend Refluenced? Is it in your favors or?
Refluenced, totally. I have been telling people about Refluenced, actually. Yeah. It's just that not all of my friends have enough followers or activity, so you also need some requirements, right? Yeah, but I have recommended it to one blogger. Mm-hmm. She hadn't known it before, but after I recommended, she registered there and she completed a lot of campaigns. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, so I brought people to you, yeah.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You, you're welcome. I mean, it's really cool because I've tried several such platforms mm-hmm. and I didn't meet their requirements. Not everywhere I met mm-hmm. the requirements. Either they required 5,000 followers mm-hmm. or much more engagement rate and so on. So, I mean, Refluenced gives a chance to small influencers, to collaborate with cool brands, and that's why I love it, really.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
We are new. So, from my side, we will come slowly to a finish.
Okay.
If you have anything else to say, please take time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to tell my audience that just pursue your dreams and follow your heart, because very few people in my surrounding actually believed in me. So I was much criticized for what I do. I don't know, probably because this niche is really too narrow and small, and people generally didn't really understand why I'm doing that, especially without getting paid, without getting money for that. But I still I felt that this is the right thing what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not like, I don't consider myself beautiful, but I felt that if it goes from my heart, this wish to model in vintage clothes, then I should pursue it. I should go in this direction, and it actually pays back. I see the result. It's not like I'm doing and without any result. I see the result. I see some invitations. I see some collaborations, and that makes me incredibly happy. So what I need to say is that pursue your dreams and don't listen to anyone, because only your heart knows what's right, and you know what's right, not people around you. You know what's right.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah.
It was such a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, thank you very much that you took the time.
Thank you. And thanks Refluenced for having me today and for having me as a blogger, because it also gave me a huge, huge, you know, it pushed my confidence. Yes, it boosted my confidence, and I'm, you know, it's my aim to also to continue being a member of Refluenced. I love it so much.
Oh, thank you. Love that. thank you very much.
I love this. Yeah. This
and app. Yeah, thumbs ups to your model show.
Support.
Thumbs up.
So. Oh my God! Thank you. Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up to your model show, and I will have a look.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will post everything on my stories. Thank you.
So yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Silvan. Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
So, das war es mit der heutigen Folge. Es war wieder mal sehr spannend, auch etwas eine lange Aufnahme mit vielen Themen und mal auf Englisch auch etwas Neues. Nächste Woche schauen wir auch wieder auf eine Lehrerin, aber sie hat auch ihren eigenen Podcast. Und auch da wird es sicher wieder sehr spannend. Und bis dann, bleibt gesund und stay under the refluence.